first of all, give us sort of a stage setter about what the plans are in this training.
It is simply it's our monthly negotiators training. We're going to have part of our negotiations unit out there doing some scenario-based training with some civilian members of our police department, dealing with people who potentially suicidal, kind of that nature, trying to get teach our negotiators how to use some of their new equipment and some of the various equipment that we have on a kind of a refresher type basis monthly that we do to refresh our own skills and work on any new tactics that we come up with.
The setting is going to be Crystal Park Plaza. We're on the fifth floor, and so we'll be able to at least see some of what's going on. I guess a simple question of why pick a 5-4 building in College Station to do the training?
Our negotiations training this time specifically is dealing with suicidal jumpers, people who may be jumping from tall buildings. College Station is a growing area, and we're seeing lots of high-rise type buildings that are coming our way, so that's something that we've seen as a potential issue and want to be prepared for any possibility of having to do that in the future.
How many are going to be involved in the training?
Approximately 5 people, myself included, will be with an actor on top of the building itself, and then the rest of the negotiations unit, 4, maybe 5-man team that will be actually negotiating and working from down in the parking lot area.
And you'll begin outside. Will you come inside at any point?
Yes, sir. Our game plan is to do a basic negotiations on the outside to test some of our equipment and work on communication skills outside in the weather, in the environment, and then to eventually move indoors to, again, test some of our equipment and to see what differences indoor versus outdoor makes with our own communication skills.
And then once the exercise is over with, then there's some sort of debriefing down the line then and some other things that you do to apply what you learned today to the time when you may have to put it into practice for real?
Absolutely. We debrief after every training and decide what went good, what went bad, what can be improved on, and kind of test our own skills and see what's, as a team, where we can get better and what good things we're already doing.
Have I missed anything?
If anybody happens to be in the area, just don't be alarmed, and there will be some signs up showing there will be training going on, and any calls or questions can be directed to our dispatch center. They'll be well aware of what we're doing.